Texas Right to Life, Temporary Restraining Order Fails to Block Heartbeat Act. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 4, 2021. Texas Right to Life claimed in a press release late Friday evening that a judge's decision to grant Planned Parenthood's request for a temporary restraining order, TRO, against the state's new Heartbeat Act does not block private citizens from enforcing the law. Breitbart News reported Saturday that abortion provider Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas Surgical Health Services filed suit in Texas's state courts, which is a different system from the federal courts and not governed by the U.S. Supreme Court's denial of an injunction on the Heartbeat Act, and that a county judge in Texas issued a TRO Friday night against the pro-life measure. The pro-life organization that spearheaded the new law banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected stated, "Many media outlets falsely claim that the order blocks all citizens from enforcing the Texas Heartbeat Act. In truth, the order only applies to the defendants, Texas Right to Life, John Seago, and the anonymous individuals, and the Planned Parenthood plaintiffs. Other citizens are legally authorized to sue the Planned Parenthood plaintiffs, and Texas Right to Life is legally authorized to sue other abortionists who violate the law. This does not stop the Texas Heartbeat Act." The order by Judge Maya Garagamble in Austin states, "A temporary restraining order is entered enjoining defendants and any and all parties and persons in active concert and participation with him from instituting any private enforcement lawsuits against plaintiffs, their physicians, or staff, under SB 8. The new law contains a unique enforcement mechanism, however, whereby any private citizen may file a civil lawsuit against an abortion provider or any other individual who aids or abets a criminal abortion." Helene Krasnov, Vice President for Public Policy Litigation and Law, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said in a statement the temporary restraining order is a win for abortion providers. "We are relieved that the Travis County District Court has acted quickly to grant this restraining order against Texas Right to Life and anyone working with them as deputized enforcers of this draconian law. This restraining order offers protection to the brave healthcare providers and staff at Planned Parenthood health centers throughout Texas, who have continued to offer care as best they can within the law while facing surveillance, harassment, and threats from vigilantes eager to stop them. But make no mistake, this is not enough relief for Texas. Planned Parenthood will continue fighting for the millions of Texans affected by SB 8, doing everything we can under the law to restore Texans' federal constitutional right to access abortion. Planned Parenthood can sue us, but they can't sue every Texan," Texas Right to Life said in its statement. "As long as they commit abortions, they are liable under the life-saving Texas Heartbeat Act." Vice President Elizabeth Graham of the pro-life organization responded, "This lawsuit will not stop the work of Texas Right to Life. Estimates are that approximately 150 babies per day are being saved because of Texas Right to Life's leadership on the Texas Heartbeat Act. Planned Parenthood can keep suing us, but Texas Right to Life will never back down from protecting pregnant women and preborn children from abortion. The TRO blocks not only Texas Right to Life but up to 100 private individuals. The judge announced her intention to block the law entirely, but the order itself covers only those 100 individuals. For lawsuits being brought under the new law, the question will be if any of them are persons in active concert and participation with Texas Right to Life. If so, up to 100 of them would be blocked. But private citizens who are not actively working with a pro-life organization are still free to bring private lawsuits." On Friday evening, Texas Right to Life also reported domain hosting service GoDaddy, which hosted its prolifewhistleblower.com website whereby private citizens could report abortionists who allegedly violate the heartbeat ban, had deplatformed its website, claiming the pro-life group had violated the terms of service. Texas became the first state in the nation to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, generally at 6 weeks gestation. In a last-minute effort to block the law, abortion providers applied to the U.S. Supreme Court on August 30 for an injunction, but the court did not immediately rule on the matter, causing the law, as passed by the Texas legislature and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott, to go into effect on September 1. Later that day, the court ruled 5-4 against blocking the Texas law while legal challenges to it continue in lower courts. A hearing on a preliminary injunction request is scheduled for September 13. The case is Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas Surgical Health Services v. Texas Right to Life, No. D1 Giganewton 21004632, in District Court of Travis County, Texas.